You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Almost exactly 1 month ago, following a number of very rough polling results, National elected to replace party leader Simon Bridges with a fresh face. It was a shockingly fast turnaround, with news coming out that two mystery National MPs plan to challenge Bridges' leadership and a record low polling result to match Labour's record high. Within mere days, a caucus meeting resulted in the ousting of Bridges and Deputy Paula Bennett in favour of Bay of Plenty MP Todd Muller and Auckland Central's Nikki Kaye. This is a clip from Muller's first speech as the new opposition leader.
I would like to thank and acknowledge Simon Bridges and Paula Bennett. Simon has worked hard as leader and given the job his all, and the caucus is grateful for his service. Both he and Paula have served the party and our country well.
Painful words to hear from the man who took your job, I imagine. Despite that relatively dignified start, the following days were anything but for Todd Muller, a phrase that I'm sure he's tired of hearing at this point. Muller's first days on the job were marred with controversy, the first including a picture of him with a Make America Great Again hat, which he explained as just one part of his extensive collection of political memorabilia. Yeah.
That hat was, for me, part of memorabilia when I went to two conventions. Clearly for other people it has a greater and personal meaning. I respect that. I'm not focused on hats. I'm focused with my team on building an economic recovery for New Zealand. And it was becoming a distraction. It got packed away when I moved and I said, keep it in the box.
If that stunning recovery is anything to go by, Muller's plan for economic recovery is promising indeed. That wasn't the only stumble that Muller had to recover from, though. Amidst concerns that National's new front bench lacked diversity, Todd Muller fell for the ultimate setup when News Hub political editor Tova O'Brien asked if MP Paul Goldsmith was the only Māori MP in his top 12.
Yes, I think, because I think Paula Bennett is 13, so yes, but in terms of our front bench, it's the top 14, so that includes Paula Bennett as well. But again, the way we manage our...
The way we manage our front bench.
I'm sure you all know the end of that story, but for the sake of being comprehensive, Paul Goldsmith isn't Māori, as he confirmed moments later when approached by a mid-crisis mode Nikki Kaye. That leaves Paula Bennett as the only Māori MP in the top 14, who was just demoted to that position by the very people trying to prove that they're diverse. That leaves Shane Reti as the lone positive example of diversity in the new shadow cabinet, now ranked 17 ahead of his previous 28 under Simon Bridges. Let's crunch the numbers. With Paula Bennett moving from rank 2 to 13, down 11, Reti from 28 to 17, up 11, Joe Hayes from 33 to 37, down 4, Hariti Hepango from 36 to 39, down 3, and Dan Boudoir unchanged, that's a net gain of negative 7 diversity points, and with Simon Bridges currently unranked, that gets even lower. This was the first of several criticisms levied against Muller over his apparent unequal treatment of Māori, criticisms he defended by using the magic word that can make all your problems go away, meritocracy. Muller argued that his ranking was an order of merit rather than being driven by diversity, a position he stuck to his guns on. Here's Todd Muller on the Hui this past Sunday.
We've got 55 fantastic MPs, we've got 6 superb Māori MPs, and we have two candidates such as Dale Stevens in Christchurch Central, Tania Tapsell in East Coast. I mean, I'm very proud of the diversity and capacity of the National Party team. Look, I obviously got some feedback about where people were put. I accept that, but what people missed, actually, Mihi, was that I gave workplace relations to Dan Boudoir. Now, he's number 44. That's a cabinet position.
He's 44.
Yeah, but people are obsessed on the numbers. My approach was quite different, and I said at the time.
Numbers matter in politics, though, don't they?
Capability matters and the capacity of your team to be able to deliver.
While we're on the topic of meritocracy, I want to take the opportunity to play this clip of Yale law professor Daniel Markovitz, who wrote on the concept of meritocracy, particularly in regards to racial and class inequality. Here he is talking to PBS.
We have this idea that if you're judged on the merits, there's equal opportunity for everybody. The problem is that when some people have a lot more resources to train their children than other people, then even when the kids get judged on the merits down the road, those who got the most training will have the most merit. And that's not because they're naturally smarter or more virtuous or harder working. It's because their parents invested in them in a way in which nobody else's parents could. And so that effect, we can talk about all the ways in which it happens and how big it is, but it's enormous, and it has the consequence that now the rich and the richest kids win the meritocratic competition and everybody else loses.
Indeed, the argument for merit over diversity ignores the fact that merit is also distributed unequally, with those that have more privilege and access to resources having a much easier time building supposed merit than those without those opportunities. The argument for diversity is not a call to ignore merit, but rather one to provide further opportunities to develop said merit. The interview with Todd Muller on the Hui then turned to the topic of media coverage, pointing towards the apparent inequality of Muller's treatment of Māori media, as opposed to his several appearances and interviews with a wide variety of the nation's other media outlets. Over the course of his first month on the job, Muller appeared in one interview with a Māori media outlet, the Hui, and that was at the very end of that month-long period. Here is host Mihi Forbes challenging him on that.
You've done a lot of media. How many interviews do you think you've given?
I haven't counted them, but quite a lot, to be fair.
Yeah. And, How many do you think you've granted Māori media?
Oh, look, I've given this one, and I've had a couple of others that we attempted to do and didn't quite work, and we've rescheduled.
It's a month later.
Yeah, but look, I mean, this...
What do you think that is? Do you think that you and your team simply didn't consider that Māori media was a priority?
Look, I think this is, an unusual sort of alignment of questions, to be honest, because...
Well, no, I'm just wondering if possibly, you know, your team has suffered some unconscious bias by...
No, I don't think so.
By not...
Not at all. I just totally reject that. Look, we're here having a conversation.
Well, how would you know? Because the issue with unconscious bias, though, is that you don't actually know if you've got it.
At the end of that clip, Forbes pointed towards the notion of unconscious bias, and the fact that Muller rejects that thought so vehemently is worrying. If you'll allow me a quick aside into personal opinion, leadership requires a great deal of perspective, and part of that perspective is the ability to challenge oneself on issues one might not necessarily be aware of. My personal experience growing up in a colonial country has involved a long process of recognizing unconscious biases, whether that's in regards to class or gender or race or anything, and I imagine the same is true for many other New Zealanders. Denying that bias doesn't make it go away. In fact, letting it roll around unchecked is probably a whole lot worse. I can't expect Muller to have that degree of self-reflection in the middle of an interview, but I do hope it's something he has reflected on in the days since. Muller does seem to have settled into his new position as opposition leader, taking seemingly every opportunity to criticise the government's COVID response, and appears to be a lot more chipper now that his first month is behind him. My hope is that he doesn't just move on and forget, though. That first month warrants a fair amount of reflection, and I'm of the belief that Muller would be a better leader by doing so. Cheers to NZ Herald, News Hub, The Hui, and PBS for those clips. I'm Felix Walton, and you're listening to The Wire.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.